And good morning. We're going to jump right in here. Eric Sorensen, WQAD meteorologist with us. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Hey, we're having a good time up here. Of course, we hear your forecast all the time here on KROS. Of course, you're all doing that morning show. We'll get to that specific thread of the weather you talked about. But anybody happens to watch you on the morning show, Angie Sharp, Jonathan Ketz, are you two
shout-outs, everyone.
Yeah, I hear about that. Unfortunately, I'm here working. I never get to see Angie and Jonathan and you on the air. But sometimes I hear about somebody who'll mention, oh, yeah, they mentioned you on the air this morning. So
you know, there's people out down in Muscatine and Burlington. They're like, I hear all these good things about KROS. I want to get on it.
Yeah. You're talking about the weather, severe weather this afternoon. Mm-hmm. What's happening?
Well, a couple of things. We've got a pretty strong area of low pressure that's working across Iowa right now. And one thing you always look at is, when are these things rolling through? And this one comes through right at 3-4 o'clock this afternoon. It's got a warm front that's lifting up north and that stretches from like Waterloo down to about Sterling Rock Falls. And then the cold front will kind of overtake that as we head through the day. One thing that we're looking at now is, all right, so we've got this strong area of low pressure, and it's got a spin on it. All right, so now how much energy do we have out ahead of it? Well, it's coming in the afternoon, so if you walk outside today, you can tell that the weather's different than it was yesterday. So you've got that heat, humidity, and the instability is already building. So our confidence is growing that we're going to have some pretty powerful thunderstorms late this afternoon and this evening.
You mentioned that through. How good is it to, how do you predict even the timing of things like this? You're talking 3-4 o'clock. Are you pulling that out of the air, or do you got to, is that based on timing?
Well, one thing we look at is when these types of, when the cold front is projected to come through. And so we're looking at several computer models. And one thing that we look at is we look at consistency. If we have three different weather models that we're looking at, are they telling us the same thing? Okay, so if they are, now I look back, what have the previous runs of those computer models told me? Have they been in agreement in every one of these computer model runs? Because they're running every three to 6 hours. And so my confidence in a forecast always goes up when I see that consistency, not only as the forecast models are run, but are they telling me the same thing? And so that's how they're pointing to that time frame. As we look into the afternoon. Now, having said that, I'm looking right now at some of the analysis, and we're building the storm energy right now. So it's 19 minutes after 9, and we've got some moderate to high levels of instability already building from about Maquoketa to Clinton down to the Quad Cities and over to Iowa City. So even though there's nothing on the radar now, I think much of Clinton County, we could get a thunderstorm to give us some heavy rain and maybe even some Peter marble-sized hail here in the next hour or two.
Well, keep that somewhere else. We don't like that kind of severe weather. Can you direct that somewhere else?
You know, Dave, I've thought about it, too, because, you know, I've got a garage, and my car sits in the garage, but every time there's bad weather, I always have to drive it to work.
I know. That's the way,
it
is.
Do not tell my insurance agent that, though.
Yeah, they're not listening.
In the garage.
Well, you've been talking about that. How do you recognize that? You talk about the instability. It says, I can't go outside and I could look at the sky and I see clouds and I see sun. But you mentioned all these things. How do you recognize this? Do you have magic glasses?
Well, sometimes when you think about how the atmosphere is working on top of us, it's really kind of amazing. So what happened here at about 6 o'clock this morning is that the Davenport National Weather Service office, they send up a weather balloon, okay? And so that weather balloon attached to it has a computer, and it takes weather observations as it's going up through the atmosphere. And we're also plotting where that balloon is traveling. So it may not go in a straight line because you have to think, well, at the surface down where we live, we may have a southeasterly wind. And then when you get up a couple thousand feet, we've got a southwesterly wind. So these balloons don't go in the same direction. As they're going up. And so we're getting new data as that's going up. There's also aircraft when they take off and land at the airports, whether it's in Dubuque or the Quad Cities or Chicago, we get aircraft weather information because there's actually little weather stations that are built onto commercial aircraft. So we get that as well. So the more data that we have going into this, the more that the weather models update in real time. So it's really kind of fascinating now that we've got weather models that arrive in here every hour and may show us a different thing. So like just at 9 o'clock, I'm looking, oh, look at this storm energy's going up. And that's because of the weather balloons that went up at 6 in the morning and also more aircraft going on top of us.
Now, we're talking with Eric Sorensen, WQAD TV8 meteorologist. And Eric, you mentioned that the severe weather. Are we looking for, you mentioned thunderstorm activity, or do we need to be aware of the potential for more severe weather such as tornadoes today?
Yeah, one of the things that we always look at, and I look at more closely, are when is the weather going to be dangerous? When is it going to have an impact? And certainly the thunderstorms here in the next few hours could put down a little bit of hail. They'll have lightning and they'll have thunder. Are we going to have any severe weather here for between now and about noon, 1 o'clock? Probably not. I think this is mainly going to be after 1 p.m. We're looking at the mid-afternoon hours, and that's going to be a potential. Now, earlier I said, hey, we've got this low pressure that's coming straight across Iowa. Well, low pressure, whenever you're ahead of low pressure, you get what's called vorticity in the atmosphere, where you get the an air parcel as it goes up is allowed to spin. It's allowed to, it's kind of like if you were to take a top on a table and just kind of give it a spin, it's going to spin like a top. And so that's what's going to happen here this afternoon when we have these air parcels arise. So there could be a few tornadoes, and it's one of those things where you're always careful. All right, so I don't want to put a forecast of tornadoes in if somebody's like, there wasn't any tornadoes. They always talk about these tornadoes and nothing ever happens. So I'm always very careful about when I do that. But I think today is one of those days, probably one of the higher risk days that we've had so far this season. You'll probably have to go back to last year to get at least a tornado potential like this.
Is that where is that potential? Is it widespread, or is it focused a little more on Scott County, Clinton County type area, Whiteside County? Where's your target bullseye?
My gut tells me that there's going to be one or two tornadoes today from about, I'd say, Rock Island County, Muscatine County, down to Burlington, Galesburg, Kewaunee, Princeton, and then up toward Dixon, Sterling, Rock Falls. So if I could draw a circle, outline, that would kind of be the area. So maybe just to the east of Clinton. However, when the cold front comes through, you can get a tornado on the cold front even. So these storms are going to move from southwest to northeast. So anybody listening here, I want you to be watching that direction for today. If it gets dark, you start hearing thunder, open up that that weather app, or turn on the TV, or listen to KROS, and find out if we're under a warning, and then you've got to take precautions when the warning comes out.
When you do this, you say you have pretty high confidence. One of the most, I think your terminology was the biggest potential for tornadoes that we've had for a while. Does that mean Eric Sorensen's going to kind of hang around the studio all day?
I think I got like an 18-hour day coming. But that's all right, Dave. I've known you for many years, and it's one of those things where, on these sunny days, I may, don't tell the boss, but I may try to take a 2-hour lunch break, that's why I don't ever complain when the weather's bad. And also, when you think about it, this is the day that the weather has an opportunity to cause damage to people's houses or even to life and property. So I want to make sure that if I have the ability to help out, I want to make sure that I'm there to do it. So,
of course, James.
I'll complain tomorrow.
Yeah, of course, James the Harrow probably come in. I don't know Taylor. I know Taylor Graham. She was on vacation late. I'm not sure she's gone yet or not, but may end up with all three of you.
She's heading on. She's at a wedding this weekend, so we're going to miss her here. We're working on getting the Beast out, which is our storm tracker, and we're going to put that out. Probably driving from like Burlington up 34. It's kind of the idea right now. Burlington, Galesburg, Kewaunee to Princeton, kind of covering the southern fringes. A lot of times when you see these clusters of storms, the southernmost storm on a cluster has the highest potential of a big tornado. So if we get a bunch of storms to start popping up here this afternoon, the southernmost one is the one you always want to be closest eye on, the biggest activity.
You mentioned your bee says, do you get to drive that or do you send somebody else out?
All right, so I don't know who has to pay their dues around here, but I have not been in this thing. At 11 o'clock today, I'm actually doing a coffee break up in Northwest Davenport. But I think we're going to have one of our reporters go out and do that for today. We'll make sure that they're in the right spot. And, you know, chasing, you always have to make sure that that we're in the right spot and that's not putting someone in danger. So you always want to try to follow the storm from behind. And any storm chaser will tell you that the most successful storm chases, you don't ever need a windshield wiper because you're actually following the storm from behind or you're staying in the dry slot underneath the storm. So we'll do that.
We give that up. What's your advice for people? What should they look for through the day if we got that potential for severe weather, maybe, you know, tornadoes, maybe to our south, but not, we're not always out of, we're probably in the fringe target area. We don't want to forget that either. What would be your advice for people to look for, to pay attention to? Is there something they can spot that says, here it comes?
Yeah, one thing that you just look on the southwestern horizon. One of the things is the storms today are going to have a potential for hail this afternoon. Hail is a good indicator, if it's hailing at your house, that you've got an updraft. And a tornado is actually connected to that updraft. So if you've got hail, that's a really good indicator to get into the basement. And, of course, away from windows and, you know, the drill underneath staircases. Those are the best places to be. So let's look to the southwestern horizon. Let's watch for warnings and maybe think right now, all right, so if I'm under a tornado warning, what do I do? Who do I need to contact? Who do I need to help spread the word? A lot of times what we think about now is we want to have that storm person, that one person in your family that can look out for the rest. All right, so not everybody has to be, you know, watching the radar, but, you know, there's a lot of us out there that are so into the weather. You know, let's make sure that we've got that network of people that we know who we're going to talk to get that word out when that big storm is coming in so that we're safe. Because, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've never had a fatal tornado in my coverage area. They've happened before and after I've moved around, but here in the Quad Cities and, you know, in the 5 years I've been here, we've not had a fatal tornado, and I don't want it to happen today. And I think that we increase our chances of being safe if we're talking about that now before the event takes place. So.
Oh, we appreciate you taking some time out. I know you said you just got off the air. You go on the air, 4:30 in the morning until, 7 o'clock, and then you got a later morning newscast. So you start early and keep busy all morning long.
Yeah, 4:30 to 7, then everything during Good Morning America's live, and then we're about 11 to noon. We may actually have some strong storms that I'm going to track here on News 8 at 11. And then probably try to grab a little nap and then be back here this afternoon for the main event. And again, that's probably going to be anywhere between 2 and 8 p.m. here today.
Well, thanks for taking some time out to visit with us. Eric Sorensen, WQAD TV8 meteorologist. And hopefully we won't get too much. Maybe it'll it won't happen as you predicted. Maybe this is a good time to be wrong.
Meteorologists aren't wrong.
Maybe we shouldn't say.
And when you talk about being wrong, these are the only days that I'm hoping to be wrong. It's one of those things I got to make sure that I forecast to let people know. I don't want to hype it, but I would love for this storm system to move on. And then we got 82 and sunny tomorrow.
Hey, appreciate the help, Eric. Keep people updated.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks. And give us a shout out tomorrow or the next day or all the time.
You got it, my friend. Let's do coffee soon.
All right, soon. Thanks. We've been talking to Eric Sorensen, WQAD TV8 meteorologist here on KROS.